Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
Well, the Michigan State Spartans are certainly a part of it in New York, New York at Madison Square Garden. Well, they'll tip off tomorrow evening against a very good Kansas State team. I don't know who still has Michigan State in their bracket in the Sweet 16. Tell you what, I did. I put them in the Sweet 16. I thought they could at least get to this point. Will Thiemann, the voice of Michigan State basketball, online with us right now. Will, good morning.
Well, Paul, good morning. And yeah, we're part of it all right. And it's been pretty interesting. There's been a lot of mentions about Tom Izzo and his 25th consecutive trip with the Spartans into the tournament. But it's almost like we're sort of an afterthought, which is a little bit interesting. But yeah. At the end of the day, we are here. And because we are here, New York must deal with us.
Absolutely. How does this coach take teams year after year that, let's face it, Michigan State did not have a great regular season. This was not one of their better years, and yet somehow he gets them into the tournament, and some magic happens.
Well, you know, it's interesting. The magic for him, it just seems like, you know, here comes March, and he flips the switch, and all's good. But that what really happens, Paul, is it's a 12-month process with him. And, you know, there's all these summer workouts and those things. But when you get to the basketball part, it really begins with the non-conference scheduling. Because even though this particular year was crazy with our travel and the level of people we played, what he tries to do is schedule a lot of people who are very good with very different styles of play. We know what we get in the Big Ten. We don't know what you get in postseason play. So what he does, he tries to put the guys in difficult positions where they will toughen up and learn how to play different groups of people. Because, you know, if we're fortunate enough to win tomorrow against Kansas State, then the next guy up, you got one day to figure out what he does. Well, if you have a good resume behind you of competition, you get it, that turnaround's a lot better. But and the other thing that happened, and this is really important, the year was rocky. There's no question.
Yep.
But Tom Izzo made a major decision that he was not going to be a portal guy. He was not going to bring in a bunch of new people and go over the top of his current players.
Yeah.
And he was going to reward them for the sticking with the process and developing in the Michigan State program and culture. And he did that knowing we were short on people. And the worst thing that can happen to this team this year was injuries. And we beat Kentucky, and the world's great early on. We're looking good. And boom, all of a sudden, down goes Jaden Akins and Malik Hall. Two of your best players, and they're gone. And they're injured, and it's a period of time. And so with Akins and Malik Hall, we don't have other people like that laying around to put into these holes. And so we went through all that and still managed to beat quad one people on a regular basis. So the resume, in terms of what the committee sees as beating difficult opponents, actually MSU did pretty good there.
Mm-hmm. That's a great point. It seems like everybody on this team has a role to play, and they know what that role is.
Yeah, and that's really important if you're a good team, right? That's just kind of common sense, as they say. But the key to this thing, and there's a lot of keys to any game, and, you know, coaches go through all the little things, no turnovers, no this, no that, got to shoot, make shots, whatever. But at the end of the day, on top of everybody needing to play well, your point guard's got to really play well because he's your quarterback. And we kind of go as A.J. Hogarth goes. If he's having a good day and the ball's moving and all of those things, we got a good chance of winning. And the other thing that helps us in this environment, most people don't see the type of defense Michigan State plays. They just don't. Mm-hmm. Southern Cal had no idea what hit them with our defense. And so defense is a little bit of a lost art, maybe. because everybody likes to score and shoot the long shot. And I think when we play Kansas State, it's kind of a guard-oriented group, and they're really good. But they're going to see defense like they've not seen before. So do you stop their guards? No. But I don't think, for example, they have this really fabulous guard. He's a 5'8 guy. Mm-hmm. His name is Noel. He is really good. Well, he's not. He lit up Kentucky for 27 points. I predict right now he will not light us up for 27 points. So, and that's a big part of it too.
Yeah, it's going to be a great game tomorrow. Really looking forward to it. And I'll tell you what, you know, it just, I mean, the competition gets stronger. But you know, you go from Sweet 16 all of a sudden to Elite Eight, Final Four. I mean, it just takes a couple of wins, right?
Couple of wins, and I got to tell you this. I'm in my room right now, right? We're going to go over to the garden and get ready for our NCAA preview special, which is 7 o'clock this evening. And so I'm looking out the window at the Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
How cool is that?
That's pretty cool.
Looking for Solly to land his plane in the water here.
Well, you know, I was going to ask you about that. Yeah, go ahead.
But anyway, he hasn't showed up yet, but I'm waiting.
You know, I mean, last weekend you were in Columbus. I mean, it's not always a lot of glitz and glamour when you go to a tournament location. I mean, obviously the tournament is exciting. But there's something special about being in New York, especially playing at Madison Square Garden. How much fun is this for, not just for you, but for the team? I mean, there's got to be a lot of oohing and aahing going on around there.
Yeah, it's a little magical. I mean, we're staying in the Broadway District. We're right down the street from Times Square. I mean, even if you don't like Broadway theater, I mean, you're walking up and down this historic area of our country.
Yeah.
But you, Paul, you really hit on a good point. We have been in this building before this year. I mean, we seem to play here a lot for a Midwest team.
Yeah.
But we were here earlier this year
to play
Rutgers. And there is that glitz, and there is that moment where your neck gets a little stiff because you keep looking up at the big buildings.
Yeah.
And there is an aura when you first walk into the garden. Well, we've kind of been there, done that with this team this year. And I think the familiarity with New York and all the hassle that comes with it, because there's always hassle because it's so big and there's so much going on. But I think we know what happens. We know what you do when the bus is late. Nobody gets all upset. But we know the arena. We know the rims. We know the backgrounds. We know the sight, the look of the shots in the background. And when you're looking for little bitty things that can get you a 1 or 2 point win, I think that could be big early, especially early.
That's a great point. Yeah, exciting stuff. Listen, we'll be listening tonight at 7 o'clock for the preview show. We'll certainly be tuning in for the game tomorrow night. Should be a lot of fun, and we'll see what happens.
Well, Paul, I hope we get to keep doing this. This is fun.
I hope we're talking next week about Final Four. But let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. Let's win tomorrow night. Really appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
Okay. Thanks, Paul.
Bye, Will.